Hey everyone, it's Woma Well-Rounded Radio. Thanks for listening. I know I've been away for a while, but I'm back. So I wanted to give you guys like a nice show tonight. So I wanted to talk about a few things since I've been away. I'm not sure if I put this out there on my previous episodes, but I am in the middle of writing a book. So that is the reason for my absence from my shows. And I am back now, and I'm here to do a few more shows. And hopefully I bring you guys some really interesting content that you really enjoy listening to. And let's start the show. So I did a review before on the 90 Day Fiancé, and I just want to talk quickly about that. Boy, those two reunion shows were awesome, and a lot of tea was spilled during both episodes. And I follow the 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. I started to watch the new show, the 90 Day Fiancé What Now? But that's not as interesting as the other beginning one with the characters of the Chantel family or the family Chantel and all of those cast members on that 90 Days cast. It's just very interesting. I find it so intriguing. So I actually just wanted to talk briefly about that. This last episode actually was a spinoff after that reunion part two with Azan and Nicole. And I just feel that that girl is just totally oblivious to life and oblivious to that guy not wanting to be with her at all. And you ever get that feeling where you talk to someone, you're around someone, and they're just so naive to being basically treated like a doormat by someone else, and you just want to shake them or just like slap them and just tell them, listen, you know, wake up, you're being played. So that's how I feel about this particular cast member on 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After, Nicole and Azan's story, because he's from Morocco. He was denied his K-1 visa. I mean, that's a big red flag right there. Her parents are being very, very lenient and easygoing with her instead of really kind of telling her the harsh truth. I think they need to just be more straightforward. But the result was he told her that he did not want to get married. He wanted to wait. So she ended up coming back to the U.S. I'm not sure if they're going to do a spinoff show to see what happens after that, but they say that she plans on going back to Morocco in a couple of months after she's earned enough money. I'm not really sure how she's going to earn enough money, because as far as I knew, wasn't sure she was even employed, because she depleted her savings just to be with this guy. And I think she really wasted her time. And traveling with her daughter, putting her through that, bringing her to another country is really, really selfish. If you really look at it, because why couldn't you find a nice guy in the U.S. to do the same? And clearly this guy is on, is using her, and she just doesn't know it. She's very defensive of him. So I think these people that participate in these, you know, documentaries or whatever you want to call it, series and shows that are supposed to be reality based, as far as the 90 Day Fiancé goes, I think they are naive to knowing that the people are doing things to put themselves out there on the internet in the first place in order to be recognized by someone in hopes of, you know, possibly finding someone from the United States or wherever country that they're trying to, you know, go. And just so happens that most of these people came over to the United States. Actually, not most of them. I'm sorry. I take that back. All of them came to the United States to live. So that goes to show that there was some sort of intent there in the first place. And the part of Chantel and her husband, I just think that, boy, that's really a tough situation. I think that Pedro and Chantel have a real connection with each other. I think their love is genuine. I just think that he was really disrespectful with that fight, that he basically fought her younger brother. And him as the adult should have had more sense and maybe should have conducted himself in a better way, because her brother River, he is actually much younger than Pedro. So he should have really thought about that before he decided to run around the table and actually attack River, Chantel's brother. So I don't know if that family has a future of really mending their, you know, differences. I think that Pedro's sister and mother are mooching off of him and use his money from the U.S. to gain wealth in the Dominican Republic. And I think they are jealous of their relationship with him and his wife Chantel, because maybe they want to come over to the U.S. themselves and they want to live nicely. But I mean, you have to work hard. As us, as you know, American born and raised citizens, you realize that you have to work hard. It doesn't just come to you to get the American dream. So it's not an easy task. You still have to work for it. You have to go to school and get a decent job, and you know, then you can go and have your, you know, house with a picket fence and dog and two kids. But for now, a lot of people are misunderstood, like Annie and David. They he really is very, he really misled her, because he made her believe that he was going to take care of her, and he still owes her family a dowry, and it's just chaotic because she's saying that she's going to go back to Thailand if he cannot take care of her, and it's not going to get any better. She said that in a reunion, that if it's not getting any better in 90 days, then she's going to go back to Thailand with or without him. And it's really funny to see them sitting on stage. They were like laughing and making like a mockery out of everyone else's situation. But then when the spotlight turned on them, their faces were just upside down so quickly. It's so funny that David and his wife Annie seem to loathe in other people's misery, and they have just as much ratchetness and mess going on more than anybody else on that stage. I think David is a hot mess. He's an old man. He's the oldest looking 49-year-old man I've ever seen. He did not age well. And he has a wife that's younger than his daughters, which is sick. And he needs to stop tucking those pants in, because he looks like the Penguin from Batman. So I really don't care. But yeah, that's what I see. And I don't know who's telling him to tuck his shirt in, but when you're of a certain weight and you don't have a good shape, it's probably not the best thing to tuck a shirt into a pair of pants, because it just really throws off the whole outfit, and then you look crazy. So someone needs to give him some fashion advice, and you know, maybe he can think clearly with that after he sees himself in the mirror. But moving on to other cast members, I think they have their ups and downs, but at the same time, they knew what they were getting into. Like Anfisa, she put herself online, put herself out there, and I think that she genuinely seemed like one of the smartest cast members from another country on that stage during the reunion, because her reasoning was quite understandable, and she, you know, might have been doing the same thing Annie was. Maybe she was a prostitute. Maybe she was a, you know, promiscuous woman who was selling herself or putting herself out there on the internet for a purpose of catching a man and getting someone to take care of her and, you know, keeping them as a trophy wife. And I think that's what David did. I think he, I think he picked her up at a bar. I think she was a prostitute or one of those people at a, you know, massage parlor that gave him a happy ending. And he wanted to take her out of her poor misery from living in the slums. And he wanted to rescue her. And then he brought her back to the United States and he totally bamboozled her into thinking that he had, you know, was going to take care of her. And he, you know, was just as broke as, you know, whatever. So that's my recap on the 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. And that reunion was juicy for part one and two. And if you don't watch it, I recommend you watch it. If you can get it on demand, watch the season or catch up on it and watch the reunion part one and two. There's another 90 Day Fiancé coming on. It comes on TLC on Sundays at 8, so you can tune into that. There's another thing that I'm really excited to talk about, and that is the new season coming up for the show called Insecure. And that show I actually got into. I'm actually catching up on season 2 of it. I'm kind of a late bloomer with this show. I did watch a couple of episodes for season 1, but I got into other things. So I actually got into season 2 for Insecure, and it's really good. And if you are not into Insecure, I suggest you tune into that as well. That's a really good show that comes on. That'll be premiering in a few days in August. So I would recommend that show. And is it on HBO or is it Stars? I want to say that show Insecure, I want to say it's on Stars. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's on HBO, but I'm leaning towards Stars. And it's going to be premiering in August for season 3. So check it out if you can find it. I probably have to Google that after I get off the show, because now I'm thinking about it. I don't want to give the wrong information out. Okay. So that's basically my quick review of those two things. And I also just wanted to put it out there that I will be finishing my book up, and hopefully you guys will be liking it. I'll probably be publishing that book sometime in the fall of this year, so look out for that. I'll have to keep you guys updated, so stay tuned. And well, let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Because I've been away for such a long time, I wanted to catch up on everything. Hit me up, let me know, did you miss me? Do you like this show? Do you want me to continue to do reviews of shows, especially things that you like? And let me know. Give me an idea. Is there another show that you want me to do a review of? Because I have lots of shows that I do watch. I could talk on and on and on. But I know 90 Day Fiancé was a big hit, so I wanted to actually talk about that. So hit me up and let me know. Leave me a message. I'll put you on the air. You are watching. Actually, you're not watching. You're listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio. That was a blooper, wasn't it? I said watching. Wouldn't it be nice if Anchor went to video? And you could actually watch us and it would turn into like a mini YouTube. That's an idea. All right, guys, stay tuned. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio.